Why, hello there. This is my first ever podcast, and I'm going to talk for a bit on using digital video tech within the context of teaching. Digital video media provides both visual and audible stimuli to the student, thus increasing the chance of them activating their reflective brain and learning the material being presented. It can be a video recording, cut and edited for relevancy, or it could just be a series of images, arranged in a certain way, with sound laid over the top. On the SEMA model, this tech falls readily under modification, and can even be an example of redefinition. This means on a whole, it is a transformative ICT, and is thus essential to learning in the modern age. However, the process of producing a work of this nature is incredibly time-consuming, and as such, you want to be absolutely certain the content being presented is in line with your learning goals, else you're simply wasting your time. This means there's a great deal of planning involved well before you even open the video editing software. As a teacher, this tool runs a very real risk of being a swing and miss. If the content is not interesting enough, or it goes too long, the students will zone out, wasting not only their time, but also yours. On the flip side, if you make it too exciting and razzle-dazzle, you run the risk of students becoming overstimulated, shutting down cognitive processes, and missing the point entirely. But if you get the mixture right, it's a sort of tool that will enable your students to remember your teaching for years after they leave school. And isn't that what we're aiming for, in the end? You can, of course, use video editing as a means of assessment for students. This works especially well in a science class, where they can catalogue and record all observations, and then present them in a video format, documenting their journey of discovery and learning. This not only provides a method for students to record unusual data, such as video or audio recording they've taken themselves, but it also opens the panel for them to include their own ideas, with the right supporting evidence, of course. Now, this isn't even including any other content already available on the web. From sources such as YouTube, you can find a to-do video on just about anything, and these are a perfectly acceptable tool to use in the classroom. The hard work of creating the video is already done, and is then just up to you as a teacher to assess relevance to the learning goals, because remember, everything you do with digital media needs to tie back into those.